going to talk about the theater.
Yeah.
Why do we call it legitimate theater? Like, is there illegitimate theater?
I don't think so.
They always say, it's legitimate theater. Like, there's some illegitimate one floating around. You don't want to go to those
shows. Who knows? Maybe that's from, like, vaudeville days or something like that.
You don't want to go to those illegitimate ones and get caught. Jocelyn Fish is here from the Racine Theater Guild.
Hello.
I had it written down. I didn't write it down. I have it written down. It's let me get it now. you're in charge of the whole shooting works.
Sure, we'll go with that. That's my new title.
Give me the title again.
Director of Marketing and Development.
Yeah, we have it on our Facebook page. We gave it to the guy and I forgot what it was. And we're here, the new season. This is the 88th season.
Yes.
88.
Started July 1st.
Do you have anybody working there, volunteers who are 88 years old?
I believe so, actually.
They
haven't been involved since they were born, of course. But we do have a few volunteers who have been involved for over 50 years.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
All right, so there you go. All right, 88th season kicks off on July 18th. I always get the third week of the show. That way everybody knows their lines and, you know, there's no flubs and stuff like that. But there's no flubs anyway. And even if there was, you wouldn't know it.
Everyone works to make the show work.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know it anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to know if they give a wrong line or not.
Right, yeah, you don't know the show, yeah.
The Drowsy Chaperone
kicks
off the brand new 88th season. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, next week. So we open on July 18th. Drowsy Chaperone is a really fun tribute to musical theater because we meet a man who's in his apartment. He's a little lonely. He's a little sad. And he says one of the favorite things he does when he's feeling blue is put on his favorite musical record. And so he starts this record at the top of the show. And the show comes alive in his apartment on stage. So he's listening to a fictional 1928 musical called The Drowsy Chaperone. And it is zany. It is wacky. It pays tribute to every musical theater trope you can think of, from funny gangsters to the ingenue star to the producer to, I mean, anything you can imagine pretty much is jam-packed into this musical. So it's tap dancing, singing, roller skating, lots of props and costumes, and come together.
Remember Noises Off?
Yes, it's a little farcical like Noises Off. It's a show within a show kind of idea, yes, very much so.
Are you impressed that I knew that?
Yes, I am.
I saw the movie and I saw your production of it.
Yes, the Michael Caine movie.
Yeah, they were both very good. So the Drowsy Chaperone runs from July 18th through the 27th.
Yes.
And tickets still available.
Tickets still available. Yep. We're very heavy into rehearsal. I actually sat in on all rehearsal last night, and it's one of the really great things when you're sitting there, and I've seen 3 or 4 weeks of rehearsal now at different points, is the growth that the show has. These volunteers are putting in so much time to learn their lines, to practice their dance moves. They're coming in earlier. They're staying late. They're getting their costumes together.
Oh, they got to dance in this thing, too.
They got to dance.
Oh, no.
Because it's a musical, of course. So you got to have a good tap number, good little twirl here and there.
Rod Steiger starred in the musical Oklahoma, the movie musical, but he didn't sing or dance. he didn't know how to dance. He didn't know how to sing. Yeah. He was just a bad guy.
Yeah. And so this one is directed by Rob Cruz, who is also the theater and music teacher out at Union Grove High School.
Yeah, we saw the show they put on there. Yeah.
And so he's got
Joseph.
Quite a few students also helping out, which is always nice to have a lot of enthusiastic people, as always, behind the scenes, too.
Now, the director, does he come to the first performance?
Yeah.
But he doesn't come to all of them.
It depends on their schedule. I know that Rob will probably be around quite a bit because he's very involved at the Theater Guild, but yeah.
So where do they sit?
Sometimes in the audience, sometimes in the booth. Each director is a little different.
If I was a director,
yeah.
Then you start looking at all the little tiny
things. The things you know that the audience doesn't know, yeah.
And you can hear screaming from the booth, yelling, and things like that.
No.
All right, The Drowsy Chaperone sounds like a fun musical to kick off the 88th season.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now here's one that's a classic, The Importance of Being Earnest.
Yes, The Importance of Being Earnest. So we actually had auditions for this week. We had over, around 45 people came out to audition for the 8 roles. This was written by Oscar Wilde in 1895, and it is still as funny today as when it was written. It's kind of a comedy about poking fun at society. And at the time it was Victorian society and all these high standards that Victorians had of manners and politeness and truth. And so we meet Jack, who is pretending to be Ernest. We meet Algernon, who's pretending to have a friend Bunbury. And they kind of switch roles and switch places, but not a lot of mistaken identities. They both are trying to find love. And they have both told these young women that they are in love with, that their name is Ernest. So how is that all going to come to fruition? There's lots of discussion about, again, manners and truthfulness that are the complete opposite to what is expected at the time. So it's personally one of my favorite plays, so I could talk about it forever. But
there's a name you don't hear anymore. Nobody's naming their kid Algernon anymore.
Algernon, no, no.
Now, there was a very famous Algernon. He was a mouse.
Yes. Yes, he was.
It was Flowers for Algernon. Mm-hmm. And the movie was named Charlie and won an Academy Award for Cliff Robertson, who starred as, and his little mouse was Algernon.
Yeah.
That's about the only two Algernons I know on left.
Yeah, so that will open up in September 5th, actually. So.
Oh, we're talking about the fall.
I know.
September 5th through the 21st, mm-hmm. The Importance of Being Earnest. That sounds like a fun show. Mm-hmm. Dracula,
a comedy of terrors. Yeah, so, of course, this is taking the classic Dracula story that many of us know at least parts of, if you don't know the full thing, and it's putting a very zany twist on it. It's a big time tribute to like the Carol Burnett show, Monty Python and 39 Steps. So there is wacky humor. There is, they're running all around Transylvania trying to track down this killer after Lucy's sister falls victim to a disease of the blood, but he's actually, of course, sucking her blood.
I want to suck your blood.
Yeah. And so this actually started as a podcast during COVID and was adapted to the stage. So it's a newer play, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It, of course, lands right around Halloween for us, too.
And the big Christmas musical is one I saw on... actually, on 42nd Street, they renovated this old porn theater called the Victory Theater on 42nd Street. And next to it was a regular movie theater. And they knocked down the wall and made this giant theater. It was called I forget the name of the theater. But their premiere musical was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, there you go.
And so I went to go see it. And it was great sitting in this old 120-year-old theater on 42nd Street that had a dubious past, but they cleaned it up for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's the big Christmas musical, December 12th through the 21st. Like the movie.
Very similar to the movie. We do have a car. It, unfortunately, we don't have space to fly a car.
Thank goodness.
It goes over the audience, I know, in the Broadway show.
I know, and we were watching this thing, and they lit it in such a way where you couldn't see what was holding the car up. Mm-hmm. It was a giant arm holding it up, but you couldn't see it. And this car, people are looking up, saying, oh, no.
gonna fall. Yeah.
With people in it.
This, of course, is based off of the great movie with Dick Van Dyke. It's got Toot Sweets in it. It's got Hushabye Mountain. And of course,
I love that song, Hushabye Mountain.
It, of course, has Chitty Chitty Bang Bang as well. So he fixes up this rusty race car for his children, and it turns out to be this magical flying object. And they have to, the Bombers are very jealous and want to keep it for themselves. So they decide to kidnap his father. And so they have to go on a rescue mission to rescue Grandpa Potts.
Have a car, though.
We do have a car.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Do you remember who the bad guy was in the movie?
The child catcher?
No, the bad guy was Gert Froba.
Oh, Gert what a Froba, fun name.
But he is the most famous James Bond villain. He was Goldfinger.
Goldfinger was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah. Okay.
Doing comedy. And when you see him, it's like,
sure.
That's Auric Goldfinger from the movie. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the big Christmas musical. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things where performances might be sold out. So
I would say with Chitty especially, getting your tickets earlier, because it's a great family show. You know, people love to find something for all the kids and grandparents and parents to enjoy. It's multi-generational. The other great thing, of course, about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is that will be one of our outreach shows for local schools. So if there are any teachers, teachers' aides, PTA families, etc., listening that might want to bring their schools, they can reach out to the Theater Guild and we can get them details on that.
This is one of those way off trivia questions that means nothing to anybody, but I saw one of the last movies ever playing to the Lowe's State Theater on Broadway. It was Dr. Dolittle. Mm. And they had a short movie come in for a week. And then they opened up. They twinned the theater. They refurbished it. And the big Broadway premiere of the movie, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. Oliver was in the other one, Chitty Chitty Bang. But that was the big, they had all the stars there. Mm-hmm. And when they twinned the theater, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
All right, Ripcord. Now, when the snow's blowing in January and it's like 20 below zero, right. Think about this. Ripcord's going to be playing at the Racine Theater Guild.
Yes, which is a great comedy to bring people in out of the cold. We all need a little escape, I think, at that time of year, and a little laughter because we don't see a lot of sun. So it's about two women who are forced to share a room at an assisted living facility, and one woman wants that room, and she's kicked every other roommate out. And so her goal is to kick her new roommate out. And they set up a bet, and it turns into over-the-top one-upping of each other to try and win this bet, who will get to stay in the room and who will go.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And it's there is actually quite a bit of heart in it, too. There's a lot of discussion about family and a little bit of loneliness because they're both widows. But, it also is just, it's a good time as well in the middle of January, of course.
Next one is based on the movie Girl
based
on the Train.
Movie, yeah. And based on the book. So Girl on the Train came out and it was a smash hit book. It became a movie with Emily Blunt in it. And so this is the stage version based off of both of those. It's very theatrical because Rachel is obsessed with this couple that she sees through the window of the train every morning. And she feels like their life is absolutely perfect. And then one day, the woman and the couple goes missing. And somehow or another, she gets herself entangled into both being a suspect and a witness to their lives. And it is an overlap of her memory, an overlap of her fantasy, and an overlap of reality all at the same time on stage. So it will be, again, lots of special lights and sound effects and things like that to bring that whole theatrical experience.
There was an Alfred Hitchcock movie called The Lady Vanishes.
Oh.
You ever hear about it?
I didn't.
Very similar. Woman's on a train, and she sees a murder take place as the train's slowing down through a state. She sees it through an apartment building, and nobody's going to believe her because they go over there, and everything seems perfect. Everything's fine, but the guy knows.
Yeah.
She saw him. It's called The Lady Vanishes.
Interesting. Yeah.
So I always wondered if that was close to this.
Yeah, that was an inspiration for it or something. That could be interesting.
Now, you pulled a little memory twig in my head here when you said Hushabye Mountain.
Oh, yeah. Got to pull up the song, of
Chitty
course.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, yeah.
Jeremy and I have been thinking, it's our treasure chest. These things are enormously valuable. Look, an ivory tusk. That must be worth a fortune. And diamonds. And a golden crown. It's probably King Alfred's. Of course, it needs cleaning up a little. Take them, Daddy. You can sell them. And never mind about the car. You can spend it all on your inventions.
Well, thank you, children. All these wonderful things. They're very precious. I'm afraid other people wouldn't appreciate them.
Why not, Daddy?
Because other people don't see things the way you do. Come on now, let's go to bed. And don't you worry. Things are gonna come right somehow.
Gentle breeze from Hushabye Mountain softly blows o'er Lullaby Bay. It fills the sails of boats that are waiting, waiting to sail your worries away. It isn't far to Hushabye Mountain, and your boat waits down by the quay. The winds of night so softly are sighing. Soon they will fly your troubles to sea. So close your eyes on Hushabye Mountain. Wave goodbye to cares of the day. And watch your boat from Hushabye Mountain sail far away from Lullaby.
That song, mm-hmm. Hushabye Mountain from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And someone's going to be singing it at the Racine Theater Guild.
Yes, they will.
Did you cast it yet?
No, auditions for that will be coming up first weekend of September. So those will be open to ages 10 and older, actually, of course, because there's quite a few children in the production.
Oh, you know, I always wanted to have Broadway musicals handle that because they have to do performances. I think it's every night except
Monday.
Monday. Mm-hmm. And I think Sunday nights they don't do it as
well. They usually have multiple kids in most of their casts because of child labor laws, of course, and school and all of that.
But you're dealing with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you can't yell at them. You can't threaten them.
It really is. We have a lot of people who started as kids at the Theater Guild, and they've grown up, and they talk about how they didn't realize how much they were learning about how to be an adult and how to like mature and things like that and rules and expectations as they were going through their shows. And now they've grown into great human beings.
You know, Jackie Coogan, who was a child actor back in the 30s and 20s in movies, and he wrote a book. And he also, Jackie Coogan was Uncle Fester on the Addams Family. He wrote a book. And the way they got him to act was they said, if you don't do this, we're going to kill your dog. And that was the name of his book. We'll shoot your dog. That was the name of his biography. But that's how. Could you imagine doing that today?
No.
They said, if you don't memorize this, we'll shoot your dog.
I'm an adult.
Yeah, horrible. All right, back to
the fun stuff.
We got The Hobbit coming in April, just in time for spring.
Yes, The Hobbit, of course, is based on the J.R.R. Tolkien story that's kind of a prequel to Lord of the Rings. We meet Bilbo Baggins, who just wants to stay at home and be cozy and enjoy his food. And all of a sudden, he gets asked to go on this journey with these dwarfs who are looking for a ring. And so he's miserable. The weather's awful. The terrain is terrible. There's no good food. and he doesn't really know what he has to offer. He doesn't quite know why Gandalf has asked him to do this. And he learns a lot about, you know, he actually does have a lot to offer to this journey and to helping others. And so it's a great, great kind of experience for him. And of course, people love that series, love that story, and have so many connections to it. It's one of the most popular books of all time. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun with that in April.
And then you got the big season finale musical.
Yes.
Its season, everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill, children fit in the snow. So why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go?
Pippin, the big closer for the 88th season. You always pick a great musical to end the season. And Pippin is a Broadway classic. The original starred Ben Vereen.
Yes, Ben Vereen was the lead player, yes.
And Irene Ryan, who was Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies, was on Broadway.
Was the old woman in it,
And she even refers to herself as Granny in one of the songs, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Pippin.
So Pippin will be opening up in May. It is, of course, written by Stephen Schwartz, who everyone is kind of have on their radar right now because of Wicked. So this is one of his first musical ventures. It's about a young prince who feels like he has the weight of the world on his shoulders and all these expectations about what his life should be. And you know, he goes off to war. He tries to find love. He, you know, has a father that he's trying to please. And it's kind of his journey to find out what he truly wants and what truly matters in life too. With some beautiful songs like you just played, Corner of the Sky. Oh my gosh, I can't even think of any of those right now.
All the songs are great.
All the songs are great that I can't remember off the top of my head. But it's, yeah, so it's we are introduced to this story. It's another one of those almost a play within a play, but we're introduced to it by the players, including the lead player who was Ben Vereen's, because they roll into town and they are putting on this story of Pippin for all of us to see and learn from.
Well, I can't wait, but I got to wait.
May 15th. All the way to May
15th. That's going to take us into the Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Wow. But it all kicks off with the Drowsy Chaperone.
Yes.
July 18th through the 27th.
Next week.
Do you get nervous in the openings?
It's weird. I actually get jitters, and I don't even go on stage.
if there's a mistake, I'm going home. See you tomorrow. Do better next time. Okay, Drowsy Chaperone, The Importance of Being Earnest, Dracula, Comedy of Terrors, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Ripcord, The Girl on the Train, The Hobbit, and Pippin. What a great season.
Yes, yes.
I got my tickets.
You got yours. People can still get season tickets. They can come, and that's the best way to save the most money throughout the whole season. We also have flex passes that help you pick and choose. If you maybe only want to come to one show, but you're bringing a bunch of people, that's also a great cost saving. And then, of course, individual tickets for all of our shows are on sale now. So like you were talking about, if someone's got Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on their radar, if they're thinking about The Hobbit in April, they can already go to our website and get those tickets.
And here's the thing.
Yes. You buy on RacineTheater.org only.
Don't buy from any other third
parties.
We
do not have any affiliation with third party resellers.
Because they'll charge you four times the ticket price or more.
They will charge you out the nose. So luckily I haven't seen many of these on some of those third-party websites. So maybe I'm going to say that now, and of course we're going to appear everywhere. Maybe we've gotten beyond that. But yeah, the only place you should be buying tickets is RacineTheater.org, or of course through our box office, which you can call at 262-633-4218, or stop in Monday through Friday, 12 to 6 p.m.
Very important. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jocelyn Fish, who's Director of Marketing and Development. It's not what I got out of my head now.
Yeah, look at that.
Before I couldn't think of it.
We've only been talking for like 2 years or something.
Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. And we're going to have you back time and time again for
these
shows. And so now you're casting for which show?
We're in the middle of casting for Ernest. And then we'll have Dracula auditions at the end of August. We'll have Chitty Chitty Bang Bang auditions in September. And then throughout the fall. So if people are interested in being involved, either backstage, on stage, what have you, they can go to our website under the Join Us tab, and there's volunteer and audition info.
You know who wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
The Sherman Brothers did the music.
No, who wrote the story?
I don't know.
It was Ian Fleming. In between all his James Bond books, he wrote this one children's book.
Yeah.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Then he went back to writing Thunderball and Dr. No and all those great Bond shows. Yeah. Thank you, Jocelyn.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Do appreciate it.
We'll be back soon, I'm sure.
Yes. I'll tell you when you're going to be back.
Important to be nervous.
In a couple of weeks.